弟兄姊妹各位朋友早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
认识我一段时间嘅都知道我喺读神学之前我一个嘅产品设计师。
Those who know of me, you know that before I went into ministry, I was a product designer.
近排咧，我喺电视度咧见到一个新嘅发明，我好羡慕。
I saw recently on TV a new invention, and I was very envious.
这个呢是叫做一个的三元的复制的机。
It is called a 3D, copying technology.
为什么我这么羡慕呢？因为我做产品设计的时候呢，每一次我有一个的设计的图样出来的时候，就要去做一个的我们叫做手板。
So every time I had a draft or a design,we have to do a copy.
而这个手板呢要根据那个的个图绘图尽量的去近似的去做了三元的一个图样出来。
So this 3D model or the print must be as close as possible to the original draft.
但因为当时没有这个的科技的原因呢，我们很多时候都不能够得到一个很准确的一个的产品那个的图设计。
Because we didn't have the technology, so the 3D model always is not quite exactly the same as the draft.
所以我好羡慕今日原来将个图样摆咗入去嘅时候，自自动动嘅佢就会做咗一个嘅三元嘅一个嘅一个设计出嚟。
Now with the new technology, you can get a real accurate 3D model from the draft.
不过今日我翻唔翻到转头啦
？And no, I cannot.Go back to being a designer.
我已经好多嘅嗰啲绘图嘅技巧，我都已经唔记得晒啦。
I've forgotten a lot of the drafting.
而要产生一个咁样嘅产品设计出嚟，其实头先亦都讲到，我哋需要画一个嘅工业图。
To get the product, we do have to do an industrial draft.
而呢啲嘅图样就系爱嚟按住佢准，希望准确嘅能够将个设计表达到出嚟。
And the purpose is to accurately reflect.The product.
当时亦都已经用电脑去做呢啲嘅图绘图。
At that time, we were already using computer-assisted drafting.
所以复印其实唔系一个大问题。
So photocopying or copying is not a big problem.
只要你一个够大嘅一个嘅printer 就可以做到噶啦。
So if you have a huge printer, then you're able to do that.
但系喺大概100年之前，未有呢个嘅科技。
So about 100 years ago, there is no such technology.
当时怎样去复制这些的绘图的呢？
So how do you copy these drafts?
是用一个晒图的一个的技术。
So it used some kind of a photocopier.
晒图是用这个的 light sensitive.
Oh, so it's using a light sensitive copy.
那个做法其实就是用人手画了一张的图。
So, it's a draft is made by the designer.
跟住喺佢上边有一啲嘅喺另一张纸嘅上边有一啲嘅特别嘅化学品。
So then, on another piece of paper, you paint on some chemical.
两张搭埋一齐。
So you put the two together.
跟住攞出去晒。
Then, you put it under the sun.
晒完出嚟咧，就会有一个准确差唔多一样嘅一个嘅另一张图系可以嘅去复制咗出嚟。
So then you've made a copy now of the original.
这个就是我们今天很多时候用的蓝图这个字的一个的内容。
And that's the origin of the word and the concept of blueprint.
晒出来那些黑色画的线会变成白色。
So the black lines that was drawn and now become white.
背景是蓝色。
The background is blue.
蓝图就是讲今天虽然我们很少用这个的技术。
So even though we don't use this technology very much,
但我哋好多时候都会去讲翻一个嘅设计，一个嘅内容，嗰个嘅要表达出嚟嘅时候，嗰个嘅方向系用蓝图呢个嘅字。
So a lot of times to represent a design, the blueprint is being used.
一个准确嘅复制能够带嚟有效能嘅一个嘅建造。
A very accurate copy.Will give us a very effective construction.
如果是你有你的图迹，我有我的蓝图，没有那种复制的能力，产品就做不到，甚至乎建筑都不能够起到。
So if you have a copy and I have a draft and the two don't coincide, then you are unsuccessful.
不跟蓝图的复制产生的是失效的建设。
So if you don't follow the blueprint, you're not going to have an effective product or a successful construct.
可以带来的是很大的问题。
And so you can create a lot of problems.
他所亲爱的 Mel 姊妹，我们的神学生已经回到国内去侍奉。
Our beloved sister, Mel has gone back to China.
上个礼拜他也在这里讲了最后一堂的道。
And she preached the, her last sermon last week.
在上个礼拜的晚堂崇拜之前，我邀请他一起吃饭，同埋 Pastor Justin.
So, before the evening worship last week, I invited Mew and Pastor Justin for a dinner.
当我们在我们的地库出发之前，我们在聊天。
So before we leave our church, we were talking.
咁我哋就倾到佢翻到国内之后一啲嘅工作。
So we were talking about her ministry when she arrives in China.
我哋唔舍得佢，但系阿 Mel 就话佢其实翻到国内嘅时候，佢其实都可能系佢带头嘅翻到中国，等我哋可以将来喺北京同佢一齐嘅配合有福音嘅一啲嘅侍奉。
She said that of course she's going to miss us, but she probably will act like a leader or a pioneer for our church to actually be able someday to minister in Beijing.
当然，佢就系用国语讲，佢话带头俾中国。
So in Mandarin, he said, I probably will be a leader, a pioneer, for the ministry in China.
Pastor Justin 站在我旁边，他听完之后，他很震惊。
So Pastor Justin was standing next to me and he was in, obviously in shock.
What?
He said, what?
Mel 大肚回中国。
So Mel, you're now pregnant and you're going back to China?
再讲多次，大肚回中国。
So, Pastor Justin's trying to repeat it in Mandarin and say you're pregnant.
他以他有限的国语和广东话，他再讲多一次，是咯，就是大肚回中国。
So, in his limited Mandarin and Cantonese, he repeats again and say you're pregnant and you're going back to China.
不准确的复述。
This is definitely an example of an inaccurate reproduction.
不准确的复制是很大问题的。
An inaccurate copy can create great problems.
马太福音被称为天国的蓝图。
The book of Matthew is considered a blueprint.
这里所讲的天国不是天堂，是讲紧神的国度，即是教会。
This blueprint is not of heaven, but of the kingdom of God, which is the church.
所以马太福音被称为是教会的蓝图。
So the book of Matthew is the blueprint of the church.
我们尊敬的陈中道牧师在他在马太福音的注释里面，他特别的强调 马太福音里面所着重所看的是天国君王，就是耶稣基督。
Our beloved minister, pastor, reverend, the late reverend Stephen Chan, he wrote in his commentary book on the book of Matthew's,about that Christ is the King of the Kingdom of God.
他是蓝图的设计师。
That he is the designer of the blueprint.
所以今天教会要看蓝图的时候，我们要去找回这位设计师。
So in order for the church to follow the blueprint, we have to find the designer of the blueprint.
我们要看教会的设计师怎样去展现这个蓝图。
We wanted to see how the designer want to show us the blueprint.
我要睇基督嘅模跟基督嘅样去实践出嚟。
So we want to follow Christ's footprint and his blueprint.
睇错跟漏复制就会出问题。
So if we have oversight and we miss details and we have problems in reproducing, then we can create an unsuccessful church.
带嚟嘅就系失效嘅一个建造。
So then it becomes an undesirable, unsuccessful construct.
今天教会看的是哪个的模哪个的样呢？
So who are we following? Whose footsteps and whose blueprint?
教会有没有基督的模样呢？
Do we have Christ's model and footsteps?
而究竟基督的模样又是怎样的呢？
So what is Christ's blueprint looks like?
我们又怎样的根据蓝图来到去跟随复制，以至到教会能够有效的建造呢？
So how do we reproduce an accurate picture of Christ's footprint and blueprint?
在接下来的40日的时间，很想的弟兄姊妹和教会一同去参与这个40日的祈祷的挑战。
I'd like the church to actively participate in this 40 days of prayer for the church.
我哋有一个建造嘅工程。
We do have a construction and project that's going on.
我哋讲紧嘅唔系我哋嗰个扩展嘅工程。
It is not the extension and the physical construction.
我哋讲紧呢个教会嘅建造嘅工程，我哋需要嘅参与喺里边。
So we need to get involved in this special project.
呢个工程简单俾你去认识嘅时候，可以称为一个一二三嘅工程。
So actually, it's a construction that's based on step 1, 2, 3.
一系我哋会一齐嘅，系根据嗰个嘅 calendar 个 schedule， 我哋去睇一卷嘅福音。
So we're all reading from the same gospel together as one.
二是为两件事去祈祷，一件是你的事情，一件是教会的事情。
And number two is that you pray for two things, one for yourself, one for the church.
三是三个的福音对象。
And thirdly, you pray for three non-believers.
这四十日里面我们一起去建造这个工程。
And together we build this spiritual project.
但建造工程我们需要蓝图。
But we need a blueprint to start.
坊间有很多不同的蓝图。
There are lots of blueprint out there.
不同的方法，不同的 program.
There's different ways, methods.
但今天我们要来到的是天国的君王的那里，我们去看天国的蓝图，就是教会的蓝图是究竟是怎样。
So we come before the King of the Kingdom of God to learn of his blueprint for the church.
在工程建造之前，我们去看这个蓝图的时候，我们发觉原来这个蓝图不是那么复杂的。
So when we come before the Bible for the blueprint, it's actually not complicated.
在一节的圣经里面。
In one verse of the Bible,
马太福音第九章三十五节那里讲了耶稣的在地上的三重职事。
So in Matthew 9 verse 35, it talks about God's or Christ's three ministries.
提到耶稣重点的三个的工作。
So there were three important ministries of his.
那里说耶稣走遍各城各乡在会堂里教训人宣讲天国的福音又医治各样的病症。
So in verse 33, it said Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom,and healing every disease and sickness.
教训宣讲医治。
So preaching, teaching, preaching, and healing.
似乎我们都做得不错，除了医治之外，好像其他我们都有做到了。
So it's like our church is doing okay in the other two ministries, maybe not so well in healing.
但是我们所讲的教训宣讲医治，又是不是耶稣所讲的教训宣讲和医治呢？
So what we think of teaching, preaching, and healing, is it really Christ's model?
我们有没有跟错、复制错、做了一间 A 课的教会仍然懵然不知呢？
So actually, did we actually follow him wrongly, and we didn't do an accurate representation, and we created some kind of a first rate, but it's an imitation?
我们是不是还以为自己是一个正课呢？
Or that we think we are the true product.
让我们仔细去看一看这个蓝图的细节究竟是什么。
So let's look at the details.
讲到教导、教训，大家会想到什么呢？
So when you're talking about teaching and preaching, what are you thinking of?
再两天就开学了，相信在座的是读书的弟兄姊妹，可能你都会想到的是课堂，又要做功课了，又要见到你的老师了。
So, in a couple of days, school's gonna start, and many of you will be thinking of, seeing new teachers and new, curriculum.
中学毕业班的可能你想紧你要怎样的去计你的分，怎样的入到大学。
So, the high schoolers is probably calculating, how good your marks have to be to get into university.
读紧大学的你想紧我几快可以毕到业，可以赚钱。
So those in university is probably thinking, how quickly do I get out so I can make my first million.
特别嘅喺香港嘅填鸭式教育，我哋好想快啲完成，快啲赚钱，赚多啲钱。
So the spoon-fed type of education in Hong Kong, those people specially think about how do I get out quickly and how to make more money.
我哋咩都要快，咩都要多。
And we have to be fast, and there has to be plenty.
但当我们看回耶稣的蓝图的时候，原来他讲的不是这样的。
So actually, when you look at Christ's blueprint, it's not about these things.
耶稣在这里所讲的教导这个字， 里面有一个的内容是滴注，有一个的instill 的一个的意思在里面。
So when Christ is talking about teaching, he's actually talking something that is slow, that is like instilling.
粗制滥造原来不符合蓝图的。
Slipshod type of job is not really an accurate blueprint.
早两个礼拜 Francis 带我去吃一个的越南餐。
So a couple of weeks ago, Francis took me to Korean food.
Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnamese food.
我喝了一杯我很久都没喝过的咖啡。
I've had a cup of a really nice coffee that I hadn't had for a long time.
这些越南的滴滴咖啡。
So it's the Vietnamese drip brew coffee.
我每天都会喝咖啡的。
I drink coffee every day.
我喝什么咖啡呢？是即溶咖啡。
I usually get only instant coffee.
冲下去，搅两搅，即刻有得饮。
Hot water into some crystals, and I got instant coffee.
但系我发觉滴滴咖啡原来系好唔同嘅。
So I discovered this drip brew coffee is so different.
但要饮滴滴咖啡，你需要有耐性。
But you got to be patient when you want to drink this fine coffee.
倒嗰少少嘅水啊，等佢滴一轮先至可以出到少少嘅咖啡。
So you pour in a little bit of hot water and you have to wait and wait for this drip, drips and drips, a little drips to come out of coffee.
是啦，不断的 drip, drip, drip.
And it just goes on and on by drips.
为什么要等呢?
Then why do you have to wait?
因为那些咖啡要渗透出来。
Because, the hot water has to go through each, little bits of ground coffee.
好浓郁嘅咖啡要滴落去，慢慢滴落去下边嗰个嘅容器嘅嗰度。
Very concentrated coffee has to go through the grinded coffee slowly for you to get it into the cup.
唔快得嘅。
You can quicken the process.
耶稣嘅蓝图第一个嘅系教导系呢一个嘅内容。
So the blueprint from Christ is what he's trying to tell us.
但教会很多时候我们就用了世界的方法。
But a lot of times the church adopted the ways of the world.
我们很多东西都想快。
We just want it to be quick.
我们很多东西很想多。
We want it to be in great quantity.
以致我们急功近利粗制滥造。
So then we wanted something to be of quick success and it become a slipshod.
或者我们会看到一些事工的效果，但是生命的培育却不是要这样的方法。
Or we may see some sort of effects from our ministry, but it certainly did not grow lives.
我们需要的是细水长流，让真理是滴注在生命的里面。
So what we wanted is some sort of permeable growth in life.
讲紧嘅唔系净系我知道几多嘅嘢。
It's not so much as to how much I know.
我嘅生命系将神嘅话语吸收入去，同神嘅关系建立好亲密嘅关系，而能够带出嘅嗰种嘅成长。
It's that His truth is instilled in me, permeates me, and I have a close relationship with Him, and it shows in my life.
呢个系耶稣佢设立教会嘅时候第一个嘅蓝图。
So this is how Christ, when He established His church, His blueprint.
我哋嘅建造嘅工程有冇跟蓝图咧？
What about our building of our spiritual lives? Is this following this blueprint?
我哋系 A 课嘅教会定系正课嘅教会咧
？Are we the first-rate imitation or are we authentic?
当有呢种嘅滴注嘅真理嘅生命产生出嚟，就会带嚟嘅蓝图嘅第二个方面。
So when you have lives that are instilled slowly with the truth, then you brought in the second product.
耶稣讲到嘅系宣讲。
Then he's talking about proclamation.
宣讲嘅里边英文嘅 NIV 翻译系 preaching.
In the NIV translation, it's preaching.
系讲紧讲道。
It's talking about preaching a sermon.
咁我哋都做紧啦，系咪啊？
We are talking about in this church we do preach.
我哋每个礼拜都讲道。
Every week we have sermon.
唔单止一堂嘅道。
Not just once.
连埋儿童同少年，我哋每个礼拜有四至五篇道。
So including the children and the youth, we probably list have 4 to 5 sermons.
如果第一个蓝图嘅内容我哋做得唔太好，可能第二个我哋都应该都冇乜差池嘅。
So maybe if our teaching is imperfect, maybe our preaching is pretty okay.
但系耶稣呢度所讲嘅宣讲， 佢唔係講緊講道。
But here when Jesus is talking about preaching, he's not really talking about sermon.
呢個係一個軍用嘅名詞。
It's a military term.
講到嘅係戰爭結束嘅時候，哨兵奔跑返返國家去宣告得勝一個嘅報信。
This word preaching actually is some kind of a proclamation where the messenger, the soldier, runs back to his country and tell them that there's victory.
呢個講緊嘅係宣告得勝。
It is a proclamation of victory.
啱啱過去嘅星期，我哋睇見喺中國慶祝咗抗戰七十週年嘅勝利。
For the past week, we see that China had a V-Day celebration for their victory.
其實喺今年嘅裏邊，喺唔同嘅國家都有唔同嘅紀念，不過個日子唔同嘅。
So different countries were celebrating victory from the Second World War, but just different dates.
但佢有一個同一個稱號。
But they have the same slogan.
一個嘅名字。
Same term.
V-Day.
It's called a V-Day.
Victory Day, 戰勝日。
Or Victory Day.
報喜訊勝利嘅宣告嘅嗰一日。
So it's a day that you proclaim a herald of victory.
神學家 M.T. Wright 喺佢有一本嘅書叫 Simple Good News 裏面，佢有一段好發人心省嘅一段嘅內容。
There's a theologian by the name of N.T. Wright in his book called Simple Good News, he said.
佢話好多嘅教會今日已經將好消息、得勝宣告嘅消息，好不其然嘅轉變咗成為一個好嘅建議。
He said, in many churches, the good news have subtly change into good advice.
来教会告诉你怎样的去生活。
Here's how to live, they say.
怎样祈祷。
And here's how to pray.
怎样的做一个好的基督徒。
Here are techniques for helping you become a better Christian.
一个好的人，好的太太，好的丈夫。
A better person, a better wife or husband.
更加的重要的就是告诉你怎样的可以清楚的你能够去上到天堂。
And in particular, here's how to make sure you're on the right track for what happens after death.
不斷的是很多的建議。
It's just take this advice.
這些是建議，這些不是消息。
These are advices. These are not a proclamation.
整個的建議的內容就是告訴你一些東西，希望你能夠達到一些的效果。
Advice are just suggestions that hopefully you end up with something positive.
好嘅建議係冇問題嘅。
A good advice, there's no problem.
我哋個個都需要。
We all need good advice.
但係建議呢個嘅advice 唔係消息，唔係 news.
But advice are not really a proclamation, it's not a news.
消息，好消息，得勝嘅消息係乜嘢呢？是那个件事情已经发生了，而我们去宣告出来。
A good news is that the event has taken place and the results are known and you're just proclaiming it.
这个是耶稣所做的。
This is what Jesus did.
这个是教会的蓝图。
This is the blueprint for the church.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在教会里面，我们有多少宣告我们的得胜呢？
In our church, how many are proclaiming our victory?
教会似一个得胜的教会，还是一个挨打的教会呢？
Does our church look like one that is victorious, or are we just suffering through?
我哋喺我哋嘅生命，我哋彼此嘅分享嘅里边，我哋系讲意见，亦话我哋讲点样嘅得胜咧？
Are we just stating our opinion and now sharing, or is it a proclaiming a victory?
喺好多时间，我同弟兄姊妹一齐嘅去分享、去计划教会一啲嘅方向嘅时候。
A lot of times when I share and talk about my ideal church,
我听得最多嘅一个字就系乜嘢咧 ？Impossible.
The word I heard the most is impossible.
做唔到噶啦。
Is not possible.
唔使谂噶啦。
Just don't even dream on it.
算罢啦。
Just give it up.
我哋嘅神系一个得胜嘅神。
But our God is a victorious God.
我哋嘅耶稣基督已经得胜。
Our Christ is already victorious.
他今天要在教会里面做新的事情。
He wants to do new things in the church.
他的大能要在教会里面去彰显。
He wants to show his great power at church.
但他的教会是不是在这里只是说 impossible?
But is his church responding with, is not possible?
马丁路德的太太。
Mrs. Martin Luther.
喺当年，当马丁路德喺进行宗教改革嘅时候
，When he was in the midst of church reformation，
马丁路德面对四面八方嘅反对同埋责难。
So Martin Luther was faced with lots of adversaries and those who are against him。
令到佢好灰心。
He was very discouraged。
纵使佢嘅太太多方嘅鼓励，但系都冇办法去鼓励佢。
Even though his wife was very encouraging to him, he did not feel it.
一日嘅朝头早
，and so one morning，
佢太太着咗一件黑色嘅衫。
So his wife wore a black dress.
呢个系一个扶丧嘅一个嘅打扮。
The dress that she always wore to funerals.
马丁路德大吃一惊，问佢边个死咗咧
？So Martin Luther was totally shocked and said, "Well, who had died?"
佢嘅太太话俾佢听。神死咗。
And the wife said, God is dead.
佢马上嘅回答，你乱讲，神点会死嘅呢
？And Martin Luther was very angry and said, How can you say that? How can you say God is dead?
佢岂唔系昔在、今在、以后永在嘅神咩
？Isn't he the Alpha Omega, the everlasting God?
佢嘅太太好镇定嘅咁样同佢讲，既然神冇死到，点解你一副灰心绝望嘅样子呢？
And his wife was very calm and say, "If you think God has not died, then why do you look so depressed, distressed?"
弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅神如果冇死到
，And so, brother and sister, if our God did not die,
我哋嘅神如果已经系得胜嘅话
，If our God is truly victorious,
点我哋成日一副奔丧嘅样嘅咧
？Then why do we carry this sour look?
点解人睇到基督徒嘅时候，成日都系一副愁眉苦脸
？Why do we see Christians as always?Having no smile, looking depressed. Why is it our lives does not show any victory? Why is it that we're always in some sort of bickering? That others look at the church and all they see are problems. But we could never show that our God is victorious.
我哋系 A 课教会定系正课教会？
So are we the authentic church or are we just a first-rate imitation?
如果我哋真係有真理嘅滴住喺我哋裏面
If we truly have the truth instilled drip by drip into us.
以至到我哋不断嘅喺经历嘅裏面我哋確認耶稣係得胜嘅神。
So that in our experience, we truly has experienced a God that's victorious.
而喺我哋好多嘅困难嘅当中我哋依然嘅去经历到嗰份嘅得胜。
That in our troubles, in spite of our suffering, we know that He is victorious.
咁嘅生命嘅里边就带出咗呢个蓝图里边第三个内容。
And so in this, we brought out the third point of the blueprint.
医治
healing.
呢度讲紧嘅系恢复康健。
It means health restoration.
恢复嘅意思系 restore 重新嘅得着。
Restore means you gain it back.
我哋已经有嘅。
You already have it.
我哋只需要嘅重新嘅去得着。
But you just need to get it back again.
康健嘅意思系生命有劲有力。
Health here it just means that our lives has to be energetic, full of vigor.
呢个应该系正课嘅教会根据住蓝图所应该造成嘅工程去产生出嚟一个嘅内容。
So this is the content of a church that is authentic and truly follow accurately the blueprint.
整合恢复劲力。
So energetic that we are a true whole state.
全人嘅身心灵得到整合。
That our whole person, spiritual, soul and body is restored.
但点解喺基督嘅教会嘅里边，经常有嘅系病态、变态同埋失态嘅基督徒咧？
So why is it in our church often we see some sort of a disease state, a morbid state, or that behaviorally we're off?
充满嘅系身心灵虚耗嘅一班基督徒。
So that we actually spiritually, emotionally exhausted.
我哋所尊敬嘅葛培里牧师。
Our respected Reverend Graham Graham.
好多年之前，佢已经写咗一本嘅书，叫做《生命力》。
He wrote a book called The Power of Life.
我中学嘅时候睇呢本书。
I read the book when I was in high school.
呢本书系特别嘅，俾一啲嘅初信嘅人睇嘅。
Especially for new believers.
佢要俾呢啲嘅初信嘅生命呢、这个基督徒知道，我哋系有生命力嘅。
He wanted the new Christians to know that we are a life that is supposed to be full of energy.
呢个应该系教会有嗰个嘅质素嚟噶。
This is a quality of value to the church.
今日生命乏力，生活无方。
But today we lack vigor, we lack direction.
或者因为系冇真理嘅敌住，冇德性嘅宣告，以致到我哋唔能够恢复康健。
So maybe we lack that truth instilling in us. We lack the direction. We also do not have that restoration and lacking victory.
天国君王所定嘅天国蓝图、教会嘅蓝图三个内容：教训、宣讲、医治。
So the King of the Kingdom of God tells us that it has to do with teaching, preaching, and healing.
但系喺复制过程嘅里边，我哋有冇准确嘅咁样去建造咧？
But in the copying, did we really follow this blueprint?
或者你会问，点解喺众多咁多关于耶稣嘅工作嘅记载嘅里边，我哋竟然将佢即时简化喺一节嘅里边
？So how is it possible that God had done all these directive to us in His blueprint, but it's only just in one verse？
我想同大家再一次嘅读呢个嘅今日有一段一节嘅经文，头先我哋读过嘅嗰个蓝图嘅经文。
So I want to go through that verse again with you.
我读第一节先。
Let's read the first verse that was written.
大家一齐嘅，我哋可以用中文、用英文一齐读呢节嘅经文，预备一、二、三。
So let's read together.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在各会堂里教训人，宣讲天国嘅福音，又医治各样嘅病症。三个嘅内容系咪啊
？The three points of the content is there.
我哋再读第二节嘅经，第二段嘅经文。
And look at the second one.
我哋再读，大家留意呢段嘅经文同头先嘅有咩分别？预备一、二、三。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治各性各样的病症。呢段同头先嗰段好相似。
This is truly very similar to the first verse.
里面带出了都是三个的天国蓝图的内容，教训、宣讲、医治。
It is about the three points in the blueprint. Teaching, preaching, healing.
第二节的经文是在哪里呢？
Do you know that second verse comes from?
第一节的经文是在马太福音的九章三十五节。
The first one that we read out of Matthew 9:35.
第二段嘅经文喺马太福音第四章第二十三节嗰度。
So the second one comes from Matthew 4:23.
大概六章之前嘅一个记载。
So six chapters before chapter 9 is already appeared.
呢个系唔寻常嘅喺福音书嘅里边。
This is not common at all in the gospel.
同一个书卷有差唔多两次完全一样嘅系去出现同一个嘅内容。
So that within the same gospel, the similar verses appear twice.
而大家如果再留意夹喺呢两节中间嘅里边嘅内容，其实系乜嘢嘅？系一啲嘅咩嘅记载咧
？So the content between these two verses, what is the content about?
在第五章第一节到九章三十四节的里面包括了两个很重点的一些耶稣的记载。
So from chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 9, 34 is a very important record.
那里讲了登山宝训。
From chapter 5 to 7 is the beatitude.
还有十个的医治的神迹。
There were 10 miracles about healing.
在这两节的浓缩的讲了天国嘅蓝图嘅里边，用咗中间嘅用咗五章嘅内容去讲教训、宣讲、医治。
So all the details that are recorded about teaching, preaching, and healing are in the chapters between the two similar verses.
如果马太福音系天国嘅蓝图
，If Matthew truly is the kingdom of God's blueprint.
28章嘅记载里面有差唔多七章嘅系记载到呢件嘅事情。
So there are actually seven chapters out of 28 chapters
about this. 个篇幅嘅里面好清楚俾我哋睇见呢三个嘅内容嘅重要性。
So from the numbers of chapters that are recorded, we know how important this is.
然而有天国的蓝图需要有执行的人。
So now we have a blueprint, and there are those that need to put it into effect.
虽然刚才在马太福音四章二十三、九章三十五节的内容是一样。
So even though the content from 4:23 and 9:35 are the same,
但个背景又不同。
But the background is different.
而个背景所指向的都是门徒。
So it is actually about discipleship.
在第四章二十三节的之前的一段的经文是十八到二十二节那里讲的是什么呢
?So before, chapter 4, verse 23, there are a few verses. And what's it about?
那里讲的耶稣召第一批的门徒。
It is actually about the calling of the first disciples.
彼得、安德烈。
So Peter and Andrew.
雅各、约翰。就是讲这几个门徒的呼召。
And it's, James and John.
跟住就是讲耶稣这三个的职事。
Then it is about the three events of the church.
去到第九章三十五节的背景跟住那里讲的是什么呢
?And after chapter 9, so what's the background there?
当耶稣讲完又再讲这三重职事之后在第九章三十七节继续往后去到第十章整章十章的时候就是讲差遣那十二个的门徒。
So from chapter 9 onto chapter 10, it is recorded, it is called the sending of the 12 disciples.
所以在整个三重职事的蓝图的里面耶稣提出了一个很重要的一个内容他需要有教会两个的行动来和去。
So out of that three ministries that is so important as a blueprint for the church, there has to be disciples that come and go.
我们需要有有来有去的门徒。
We need to have disciples that come and disciples that go.
被呼召来到耶稣那里去看、去经历、教训、宣讲、医治那个真实。
We need disciples that are called by Christ to come into the church.And learn about preaching, teaching, and healing.
经历过之后，被差遣出去去做教训、宣讲、医治的工作。
And once they've experienced and learned it, then they are sent out to do the preaching, teaching, and healing.
我们需要的是有来有去的信徒的门徒。
We need disciples that come and also go.
大教会纵然有蓝图，点解我哋实践唔到呢？因为我们有时候我们在门徒的里面出了问题。
So we do have the blueprint now, but the church seems ineffective in the ministries. Is it because we don't have the disciples that come and go?
教会里面有不少的是去而不来的门徒。
We do have disciples that some of them go but never come.
去做教训、宣讲、医治的职事，但是从来没有被籍住真理、宣告得胜、恢复健康。
We do have disciples that go and they do ministries of preaching, teaching, and healing, but they have never came. They've never come and were instilled in the truth. They never proclaimed the victory and they never,
以残兵败将的身份我们去做教训、宣讲、医治的职事。
And so as, distraught soldiers,we're just carrying out the ministries, and we never had our health as a whole person restored.
过去一个星期，我有机会同几位嘅牧者去倾偈。
In the past weeks, I have a dialogue with several pastors.
为大家都分享到教会，特别华人教会嘅情况。
We shared about the situations in the Chinese churches.
喺我哋里边有一位好资深嘅牧者蔡桂恒牧师。
There was very experienced pastors.Pastor Ellen Choi.
当我们讨论的时间我们得出一个结论。
So, we came to a conclusion.
我们发觉华人教会有一个状况。
That we have a phenomenon.
叫做工作热灵命冷。
That we are passionate about work.
华人教会很厉害做
事。Different, spiritually.
华人教会做得很厉害。
That we are very good in carrying out ministries.
但是当你问到你和神的关系的时候原来很多时候都是有问题的。
But if you ask them about their relationship with God, therein lies the problem.
忙到没时间听神的声音。
We've been so busy that we can't hear God's word.
忙到没时间亲近神。
We have no time to spend with God.
这个是不是都是我们教会里面很努力服侍的弟兄姊妹你的情况呢
Is this actually your situation, those of us who serve actively at church?
我要强调，我哋好欣赏，亦都好为到呢啲弟兄姊妹我哋嘅感恩。
We must emphasize that we do appreciate your ministries and we're thankful for your participation.
但系去而不来嘅信徒嘅门徒，唔系耶稣基督个蓝图里边嘅内容。
Those who just go and keep working are not in the heart and the blueprint of Christ.
教会里边有另一批嘅系来而不去嘅信徒。
And there are disciples that actually are the kind that come but never go.
好愿意嘅嚟到受教训、宣讲、医治。
They love to come and be taught and preached at and be restored.
但是不愿意去敌住生命宣告得胜恢复康健。
But they are not willing to instill the truth to others and proclaim victory or actually restore others.
努力的来到去攞。
They come to get.
去搲。
To grasp.
但是不愿意放手。
But they never let go.
不愿意伸出手的去服侍。
But they never are willing to extend that helping hand to serve.
教会如果里面只是得这两种的门徒的时候，教会不能够按住耶稣基督的蓝图去被建立。
So if you are that kind of disciples, then the church cannot be built up according to Christ's blueprint.
教会需要有蓝图。
The church needs a blueprint.
教会需要有真正的门徒。
The church needs true disciples.
教会还需要一个的图，就是叫做中图。
But the church also needs something called center pin.
这个不是讲紧我们行路的中图，是一个一图的意思，是纲目也。
So the center pin, it means a steady, heavy pin of wood.
需要的是当中，在中心的里面，一个很稳固的一个的内容。
It's a very important centerpiece.
大家留意在刚才的两节都讲到那个三重的即事的内容的里面，分别的都讲到耶稣走遍。
So in the three ministries, it talks about that Jesus went through.
走遍这个字有一个很独特的意思。
It has a special meaning.
是盘旋于一个不变的中心。
It means circulating with this center that's unchanged.
在第四章的那里讲话走遍加利利。
So, in chapter 4, is that Jesus went through Galilee.
跟住去到九章的时候扩大到走遍各城各乡。
And then in chapter 9, it talks about Jesus went through all the towns and villages.
我们看见耶稣那个的侍奉一路的扩张。
We see the ministries of Christ as spreading outward.
他被呼召的门徒一路的就是看着他在教导、宣讲、医治的即事的上面那个的工作。
The disciples' weakness for themselves, Christ's ministries in preaching, teaching, and healing.
但在耶稣要差遣他们出去之前，耶稣再一次的提醒要在一个的不变的中心的里面。
But before Jesus sent them out, he wanted them to be centered on an important point.
这里讲的不是地域的中心。
It's not centering at a geographic place.
而是一个关注的中心。
It is a center of your focus.
当耶稣差遣他们出去之前讲到那三重的即事的时候，他加上一句的说话，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Before he started his three ministries and sent his disciples out to do the same, their centering point must be that they have compassion on the others because the others were harassed and helpless.
教会的不变的中心，我们要看见的里面，我们有怜悯。
The centering pin for all your ministries is compassion.
怜悯这个字讲的是爱里面去到什么地步呢？痛的内容。
Compassion is loving others to the point where it pains you.
而困苦流离讲紧嘅系包括筋疲力尽以致倒下，或者系贪婪剥削之下嘅躯体一种咁嘅描述。
For those who are harassed and helpless, you have to see them as people that are exhausted and falling, that they are exploited physically.
耶稣看见就怜悯，爱到痛。
Jesus saw them and had compassion on them, and his love, he loves them to the point it's painful.
過去星期我哋大家都被一張圖片我哋好震撼。
For the past week, you've been shocked, I'm sure, by this photo.
我諗我哋大家都有一種痛嘅一個嘅感覺。
I'm sure that you feel pained.
呢個嘅小朋友叫做 Elian Curdy。
And this little boy is called Elian Curdy.
佢三歲。
He's only 3 years old.
佢係喺敘利亞逃亡嘅難民嘅裏邊一個被浸死嘅一個嘅小朋友。
He was a little boy who's drowned among the refugees that are escaping from Syria.
当在网上有很多不同的一些报道的时候
，There were all sorts of reports on this incident.
我被一句的说话去吸引住。
I was attracted by this saying.
他就说如果这个的影像不能够改变欧洲的话，还有什么可以改变他们？
The saying was that if these images don't change Europe, what will?
今日作为教会，如果呢啲嘅景象唔能够改变我哋嘅时候，乜嘢可以去改变我哋
？And if these imprints in our mind doesn't change the church, then what will?
今日我哋关注嘅系啲乜嘢
？What do we care about nowadays?
我哋嘅崇拜长定短？
That whether we're going over time,
我哋讲到好唔好听
？Whether the sermon is communicated well,
我哋敬拜用咩嘅语言
？That whether it's a language that is comfortable to me,
我哋团契多定少
？That how many are attending our fellowship?
我哋系咪关心呢啲嘅嘢
？Is that all we care about?
我哋关心个家庭嘅里边，我哋嘅仔究竟读书叻唔叻？
Or we care about whether our children are doing well in school.
我嘅银行嘅户口有冇增加
？Whether my bank account is to my satisfaction.
我嘅屋有冇贬值
？Or that my house is depreciating.
我下个月去边度 cruise？
Or that I'm cruising another new place.
你嘅关注系啲乜嘢咧
？What do you think about？
你嘅中途系啲乜嘢咧
？And what is that centering pin in all your thinking？
困苦流离嘅人，我哋见唔见到咧
？Those who are harassed and helpless, do you see them？
我哋讲紧嘅唔系净系呢啲嘅难民。
We're not talking about just refugees。
属灵嘅里边嘅困苦流离嘅人，你哋见唔见到咧
？Those who are spiritually exhausted, spiritually harassed, do you see them？
我哋究竟围住啲乜嘢喺度团团转咧
？That you spend all your energy circling around what type of things.
耶稣将天国的蓝图去展现的时候，他呼召他的门徒来，跟着要差遣他们出去。
So when God shows the church his blueprint, he's calling disciples to come to him.
他在侍奉的里面，他的国度拓展。
And in his ministry, it's ever expanding.
但他要提醒这班的门徒。
He's teaching these disciples.
他要回到他的中心。
He said, come back to that centering pin.
回到他的中途的那里。
Come to that centering point.
看见怜悯。
You saw and you have compassion.
因为他们困苦流离。
Because they're harassed and helpless.
我们有没有看见
？Do we even see them?
我们有没有走遍
？Do we ever walk through and went through?
作为被差被召的门徒，我们有没有去实践蓝图
？For those disciples that come and are sent out, are we aware of that blueprint?
因为我们看见都没有怜悯
or that we see and there's no compassion.
我们容让人依然在困苦流离的里面
that we let those that we come across continue being harassed and helpless.
教会是地上唯一耶稣基督的身体可以去实践这个的看见和怜悯
So the church is the only representation of the body of Christ that we go and see.And have compassion.
我哋喺呢个嘅中途嘅里边，我哋迷失嘅时候。
So if we are lost in that centering point,
我哋唔会成为有来有去嘅门徒。
We can never be disciples that come and are sent out.
教会永远唔能够嘅去敌住真理，宣告得胜，恢复康健。
The church will never be one that instill the truth, proclaim the victory, and restore the health.
今日。神清楚地将蓝图的三个即时给我们看见。
Christ has shown us clearly the blueprint of the three ministries.
教训、宣讲、医治。
teaching, preaching, and healing.
而门徒，我哋需要有两个行动，来同埋去。
As disciples, we have to be the kind that come and be the kind that go.
源于一个嘅轴心。
And it all started from that centering point.
爱里边嗰种嘅痛。
That we have love to the point of being in pain.
好愿意嘅用上一次喺中文堂讲到嘅。那个的祝福再一次的去成为大家的一个的祝祷。
I'd like to end with a prayer from the blessings last week.
在教会祈祷会过去两个月我们一提的学习一个的功课同心合意。
That in the last month of prayer meeting, we've been centering on a theme called, on United Church.
在上次的讲道中文的讲道里面我们讲了使徒行传六个的同心合意。
That we talked about in the last week's sermon about six ways for unity.
罗马书第十五章五到六节是在使徒行传以外唯一，或者圣经里面在使徒行传以外唯一的一个的同心合意。
That in Romans chapter 15 is the only verse outside of Acts about unity.
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神。我们主耶稣基督的父。
Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may have with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
同心合意，效法基督。
To be like-minded and glorifying God.
去佢系点样，我哋照冇嘅去吸出嚟，都系咁样。
According to Christ Jesus, following his model.
有他的怜悯,
that we have his compassion.
去敌住真理,
to instill the truth.
去宣告得胜,
to proclaim his victory.
让生命能够恢复康健,
so that lives as a whole may be restored.
弟兄姊妹，我想的，大家有一段安静的时间，去反思我们的生命，反思回教会我们今天所做的，也都让神的，去向神的去祷告，求神帮助我们成为一间合乎蓝图的教会。
I'd like you to all have a quiet time, bow your head, think about, reflect, what kind of a life you are leading? What is it that you think about, that you care about? And is it after the model and the blueprint of Christ?